Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet. Yes, it's a Monday, and it's going to be a fun day. And welcome to Season 241, Episode 1 of the Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. Yeah. It's the podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. It's Monday, June 13th, 2022. You know what that means. It's World Softball Day, honey.
Oh, hell yeah.
Shout out to all my softball players out there. Shout out my alma mater, UCLA, who always had the just strong softball program, which I think is continuing to this day. But let me introduce myself. My name is Miles Gray, a.k.a.
When I get that feeling, I want T-Rexual healing, T-Rexual healing, baby. I gotta get so high to watch that.
Okay, so I watched Jurassic World Dominion.
Oh.
So high. That shit is bad.
I heard it was not good.
Yeah, that shit is bad. But you know what? You should go see it. Because it's like, it's got dinosaurs. You know what I mean? Like, you don't give a fuck at a certain point. So
it's got dinosaurs and Jeff Goldblum. I'm in.
And like I said, you will not stop me from seeing a Terminator film in the theater. You're not going to stop me from seeing a Jurassic Park. I don't care how bad I know it's going to be. I just have to tingle those parts of my mind. Anyway, who the fuck is that helping me guest co-host? Well, I am thrilled to be joined by one of the meanest men in podcasting. A real fucking tyrant on the mic.
Just trash.
The absolute. Just when people see his name, they tremble with fear because of his just wild attitude. No, it's the kindest man on planet Earth, actually. That's why it's a joke. Please welcome. Look, he's a producer. He's a streamer. He's a wonderful musician, producer. What doesn't he do except be mean?
What is all this?
Please welcome Daniel Goodman.
What up,
DJ Daniel?
Miles Cray. Happy to be here. DJ Daniel, a.k.a. the Raising Cane's in Burbank, is finally open, baby, and we're getting that box combo.
Oh, shit. You getting that box?
No slaw, extra toast, butter on both sides.
Wow. You really? Okay. I love Cane's because I remember when I was living in Vegas for a while for a very sad part of my life. Mm-hmm. That was like the one thing that brought me joy every day. And yes, I was eating that shit every day.
I respect it. I respect it. And as someone who is a fast food lover and who has felt that the drive down the 405 was just a little too long to usually get my Raising Cane's, here we are. We are blessed to have another one that 15 to 20 minutes closer. That it's just making my day.
Yeah. We got this. Have you gone with Jacquees yet?
I have not gone. Jacquees is still at, well,
AKA Free Jacquees, first of all.
Free Jacquees. We have not gone, but I will be hand delivering that up box combo to him for lying to him for a couple weeks.
Okay.
And I take full responsibility for that. That was on me. I trusted a Reddit thread, which, first of all,
never do.
Why didn't I? Why? And then now that it is finally open, thankfully, and the lines are apparently around the block, ooh, I'm glad that he's going to take a few days to get home so that it could, the hype can die down ever so slightly. We can get that box combo and enjoy it together.
And I mean, to be fair, it's not like objectively the best chicken tender you could have, but it's different. And I get that because I love fast food. And whenever I'm like, oh, that's someone else's fast food. Mm. I want that. Anyway, enough about this chicken tender talk. Let's please get into introducing our guest today. In our third seat, we have a hilarious follow on Twitter, a hilarious podcaster, a hilarious writer, comedian, host. I mean, what doesn't this person do? We got more people who just are very multi-hyphenate, multi-talented. Again, has the honor of talking about 90 Day Fiancé with Seth Rogen. What? My dream. And yes, also, I believe Kate Winslet's vape coach. Let's not forget. Please welcome Ashley Ray.
Hey, I'm so glad to be here.
Yes.
On World Softball Day, which it feels very pride related. Shout out to my softball lesbians. And also very excited about that Raising Cane's. I tried to go yesterday and the line was too long. I gave up.
Oh, you really?
Yeah.
I was immediately like, let's go.
Let's go.
Okay.
I respect that. Yeah, we'll have to take a trip when it's died down ever so slightly.
Yeah, I had a nephew who works there, and he would just bring it home all the time. Oh. It was amazing. It was the best time of my life.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite when you just have
those
that.
Those were the days.
The roommate or friend who's like, here's all the stuff from my work that they didn't want. And you're like, yes!
He quit that job. I was like, you're worthless to me now. Okay, like, he works at a Wayfair factory. Like,
right.
It is not worth the 20% discount on bad furniture.
Yeah, right. Wink, wink. What Wayfair's real use?
What you're really getting in that box?
Okay, your cousin works at the Wayfair factory.
Okay, yeah, and then the 20% discount is actually kind of a deal. See,
yeah, exactly. Especially if they got blonde hair. So let's talk about what we're going to talk about before we know a little bit more about you, Ashley, and all the fun things that your family does. We're going to talk about the January 6th hearings. Mm. They kicked off last week. We got night two. Okay, night one was Thursday, but we got night two of Coachella tonight. Okay, tune in prime time so you can watch this shit. We're going to talk about Coachella night one. Maybe see what we can expect in Coachella night two. Then we'll talk about the reaction from the right about what they did or did not absolutely want to see or want their viewers to see or think about. And then we'll talk about, like, there's like this wave of life-size Titanic replicas that keep popping up, and they're bad ideas every time, but people still keep trying to make them.
Is that just a ship?
A ship. You mean ships?
They're building
ships?
Yeah, but just like with weird ideas, like what if you could like recreate the terror of that evening?
Ugh.
Anyway, we'll talk about it. Talk about it. Wow. You know? And there might even be a tie into crypto with it too. So know it's going to be good.
Of course.
And yes. And if we have time, maybe we'll talk about some Vidya games because Daniel, I know.
Yeah.
And I saw that Ninja Turtle game is coming out, which I've been waiting for because it's just like the arcade game, but like turned up for the modern era, modern
Very
graphics.
Much so. Very
modern
much so.
Modern eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very exciting.
Modern eyes realize. Realize. We know that. But first, Ashley. What is something from your search history that reveals a little bit about something about who you are?
The most recent thing was Joan Rivers' divorce late night bad. Because the latest
at the end is very telling.
Because I love Joan Rivers as like a female comic. I don't know too much about her life, but the latest season of Hacks ended, and everyone was like, "Oh, it's so much about Joan Rivers' life." Blah blah blah. So I wanted to see like. Oh, is it as bad and messy as on the show? And it turns out it's way worse. It's like way, way worse than on the show. Like the show is so nice and tame compared to what Joan Rivers had to go through, which is that she did not go through a divorce. Her husband just straight up killed himself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then left three videos that were like, Joan, here's why I did this.
No.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Like, it was straight up like, Joan, my daughter, here are the video. Like, yeah, really intense.
Wow. What a and they were like, let's make a show about that.
Wow. And she,
all right.
So the thing, they pulled from a lot of different characters to make Deborah Vance, but everyone thinks it's mostly Joan. And so this was like breaking down like why it isn't Joan, because everyone's like, well, hers is not as dark. Like, she's more of a Lucille Ball type. Like,
right.
I love when you have to make an exception for the fictional character. Like, hey, gang, don't worry, it's not that bad for this fictional character.
Yeah.
Because the real one's way worse.
Now, before you judge fictional character Deborah Vance.
Exactly.
Right. Oh, man, my favorite thing about Deborah Vance, though, she got that soda machine in her kitchen.
Oh, yeah. She's an icon.
That's like, of all the shit in that show that there is to like, aside from the performances and the writing and all that
beautiful,
shit,
fun,
I'm like, man, that fucking, she got a soda fountain in her fucking kitchen.
In her kitchen, in her tour bus. She has a Christmas room. That's when I was like, I want to be her. I would have a Christmas room.
You would?
Yeah.
I love Christmas decorations.
I hate having my Christmas decorations in boxes, having to pull them out. Just let me go into a room, pull it all out, get my stuff.
Oh, yeah. I have Christmas lights up in my window that I rationalize that they're like for mood.
Yeah.
But really, these are like icicle lights on my window.
Yeah.
I like to have. But I'm like,
when I was a college student, I also believed Christmas lights were wonderful decor.
Who doesn't? I mean, it's like the cheapest thing. You're like, wait, hold on. How many feet for $5? Oh, shit.
Tell me you can do the like, whole.
I can do my desk
and the floor?
You know how many Grey Goose bottles I can light up when I dangle the fucking lights inside? Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Make it real nice for the dates. Yeah.
For real. So they know, oh, you had money? Because you bought these expensive bottles, but they're
at least $8.99 to spend at Target.
Yeah. And like, clearly, I mean, if I add up, okay, so that bottle's like $32.64. Okay. Yeah. That adds up. Okay. That's cool.
You at one point had $100.
Okay. Yeah. But you have one towel. All right. Cool.
And a half pillow.
A half pillow.
No pillowcase.
What's a half pillow? One you get from an airplane?
Yeah, exactly. It's the one that's like shaped like your alma mater's mascot, and it just says your high school graduation.
Pikachu, yeah, like when you got off Etsy, you're like, "This is your pillow."
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ashley, what's something that's overrated?
Overrated this week? Honestly, I feel like what is overrated right now, and I know it's Pride Month, but I'm going rainbows.
Mm.
I just feel they feel so overrated to me. I know that it's like it's coming back right now. We're supposed to be really into it. Personally, I'm tired. I think as queers, we need to embrace something new, something more exciting. I'm over the rainbow thing. Maybe just like photos of the universe could represent us. Just, you know, like the black hole.
Like, or something from the James Webb telescope or something.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Next level.
You're talking about
language. I just feel like the it's rainbow nebulous. To me feels outdated. I think maybe it's like even a little appropriative of the Irish and leprechauns, and maybe it's time we address that.
Yeah, I like all those ideas. Is there like a feeling that there is any, is this like discussed a lot? Like, can we move past the rainbow? Do we need something new?
Yeah, honestly, I think that's why we keep seeing so many different like variations. Like, I'm bisexual. We'll be like, we're going to have our own flag. Like, let us do something else because we're tired of the rainbow. Like, allies are making their own flags. Sure. I feel like at this point you go to Pride and you see like 20 different groups with their own flags because we're all just tired of the rainbow.
Right. And I guess also too, like, people don't have to be so, I guess, tied to one like set of iconography or, you know, shapes and symbols. But
personally, I think a photo of the Spice Girls could be a pride flag.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
And that's the kind of freedom I want in my Pride Month.
Ashley, what's something you think is underrated?
This week, underrated. I'm going to go with cults. I feel like cults, very underrated lately. Okay. I feel like we have like waves where people are very into cults. Mm. And right now people are missing out on some real good cults because we're just Like, they don't care anymore. It was like Nexium was like the last big cult. Right. You know, that was like the one everyone was like, oh, we're going to ride the wave. And now there's even better cults and they're just totally under the radar. Like if you're watching The Deep End on Freeform, and I'm going to talk about TV because that's what I do. But The Deep End on Freeform, it is about this woman, Teal Swan, who is a woman cult leader.
Okay.
Equality, great. Feminism, mm-hmm. It's about time. And she is like so powerful that the people who made this documentary about her didn't even want to name her because they were like, if it comes out, her fans will attack us before this is even out.
Wow.
And it's like her, it's like the Teal Swan thing. She got popular on YouTube. Like it's an online cult basically where people find her through YouTube. And she basically is like, you should kill yourself. That's her whole thing, is just like suicide is her focus. And everyone was saying she was a cult leader. So she hired her own PI and team of like documentarians to film her to prove she wasn't a cult leader. But in the process of filming her, the PI and documentarians were like, you're absolutely a cult leader.
Whoa.
And so you see the shift in the documentary where she's like, wait a second, they're against me. And she like tries to shut it all down. And there's 4 episodes. There were supposed to be 10, but she literally like forced them to stop filming and all this stuff. And it's the scariest cult documentary I've ever seen. Give it up for women in cults.
Wow.
Please give them their dues.
Yeah. Doing it like nobody else.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Let's stop underrating our lady cult leaders.
Is wild too. Like Teal Swan, that's an object.
Teal Swan.
Yeah. And wow. You watch this. There's so much stuff that is wild. But the most wild part is that she won't let any female who like lives on the compound have children because she doesn't like to be woken up at 3 a.m. by babies crying. Okay. So literally it's just like they're all like, we can't have kids because, you know, they might annoy her. That's all. It's not even like some like grand like biblical lie.
The reason you don't have kids is because they're draining you of your energy.
Even Heaven's Gate was like, we castrate to be closer to the alien gods. And no, she's just straight up like, it's annoying. Could you not?
Okay.
That's so powerful.
That's so, yeah, we'd be so wild if we were like, and Jesus, why should we not eat cloven hooved animals or whatever? And it's like, I remember my uncle had this like pig farm and it was just really fucked up. I hated being around it. So I just don't.
That's it.
Whatever.
But then all of her followers are like, yeah, I agree. I'm cool with that. They're all like, I don't, no kids.
Yeah,
for
babies
me.
Are annoying, actually.
Yeah, so they're all just like, actually. Teal says no babies. Okay.
Wow. And that's the thing. Like, I agreed with her since the beginning because even before I got here, I was like, they're so annoying. Like,
they're so, babies, yeah.
I don't even know why I said that, Teal. Like, because I knew I didn't want one anyway. So,
yeah. So, I go watch the Deep End, give it up for lady cult leaders.
Yeah.
And she, you know, props to Teal Swan for being very on her Google AdSense. Because you Google Teal Swan,
boom,
and you have to scroll halfway down the page to even see anything controversial.
Yeah.
And Teal Swan has been described as controversial and received criticism for how she attracts fans. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
The documentary, like her and her team literally sit there like, what ad keyword should we like go for? And because she's so popular on YouTube, like Google basically supports her because she like sells ads and stuff. So they like, she like, you see her getting all these awards from Google that are like, oh, 1 million followers on YouTube. Congratulations. Right. And then it's just really videos where she's like, everyone in your life hates you.
Oh, my God.
You should probably like leave your whole family and give me all your money and come live on my compound. And if I don't like you, kill yourself. And babies are annoying.
Wow. Okay. Yes, so, I'm gonna get into that.
Yeah.
The Deep End. Woo. Okay. See, this is when you have people who watch as much TV critically, you get these good these gems unearthed. So I don't have to sit open mouth scrolling on my Apple TV trying to be like, what is there to watch next?
See, yeah.
Like
that's why I'm here. I'm here so people know.
Yeah. All right.
This is an expose for sure.
All right, let's take a quick break and we will be right back to talk about Coachella.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back. The January 6th hearings.
Yeah, so what's up with that?
Oh, my good man, Danil, haven't you heard? This is the coup is the word. This was the moment where we got to see the Jan 6 committee finally, you know, do their thing. I guess the big thing to start off is, right, we saw it all in real time. You mm-hmm. know, we saw Trump was trying to overturn the election the second it became clear, basically, that he had lost like Pennsylvania and Georgia. It was like, well, I don't know. What's this like blue shift happening? And we're like, OK, we get it.
Yeah.
And so we've spent the last year or so just thinking of how easily people can like breach the Capitol and like assault cops and shit when they're on the side of white supremacy. And I think a lot of us were like, how can this happen? I mean, aside from white supremacy, but like, we have to ask how how can we do nothing? And we're at the point now, I guess, as we look at this whole sort of like arc of January 6th, where we're potentially moving into the accountability phase as the committee, you know, kicked off their primetime special on Thursday and pretty well laid out in the sense that they didn't have to do too much speculating and just basically let a bunch of receipts fly.
Yes. Yeah.
There wasn't like, well, what could it have been? They're like, oh, and here's this. And here's that.
It was kind of like there had to be accountability because there was so much evidence they couldn't ignore it.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, come on, you guys. You did it right in front of the camera. Like, please. Like,
you know, it's like a hundred thousand cameras everywhere you go. But okay. So we heard from like Capitol Police where they described how violent the whole thing was and how they were knocked unconscious and then like came to and then like had to go back out to try and hold the line. There were people, they were like slipping in blood because of the carnage. Liz Cheney first, like, you know, was saying, kind of revealing how much Donald Trump was into the idea of Mike Pence being harmed, which was, I mean, we had obviously heard like from people saying this or that and the others, not necessarily speculating, but saying that this may be part of the testimony. But now to hear it out loud as this, it does kind of feel a lot freakier.
Yeah. You will hear that President Trump was yelling and, quote, really angry at advisors who told him he needed to be doing something more. And aware of the rioters' chance to hang Mike Pence, the president responded with this sentiment, quote, maybe our supporters have the right idea. Mike Pence, quote, deserves it.
So there, and that was her saying, this is who's on the lineup for Coachella. You know what I mean? She's saying, this is what you're going to hear. That was the teaser.
Yeah. That's the opener. That's just like, yeah.
And you're like, okay. And again, this isn't like, no one was like surprised, but it's like, okay. Yeah. This, I guess, come out with it. We'll see what, you know, eventually happens if they refer anybody for like actual prosecution. But anyway, we also heard from Bill Barr, then Attorney General, said that he never saw anything that would have amounted to like fraud or that like Dominion voting machines were being controlled by anyone other than the person casting a ballot. And then they had testimony from other Trump aides who sounded pretty shook, where they're basically talking about the fact that, yeah, you know, we know that this wasn't that he lost. We knew that.
In this clip, Miller describes a call between the Trump campaign's internal data expert and President Trump a few days after the 2020 election.
I was in the Oval Office, and at some point in the conversation, Matt Oskowski, who is the lead data person, was brought on. And I remember he delivered to the president pretty blunt terms that he was going to lose.
And that was based, Mr. Miller, on Matt and the data team's assessment of the sort of county by county, state by state results as reported?
Correct.
So, you know, being was like, yeah, I was there, and homie pulled up and was like, hey, yeah. It's a big L.
It's not looking good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not gonna.
Just so you know, sir. And then we even got an Ivanka appearance, brief Ivanka appearance, where, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, I wonder if she's going to actually, you know, say that she, you know, believes, you know, what the fuck actually went down that day. And here's this one, which I'm sure Donald Trump loved to hear.
This is the president's daughter commenting on Bill Barr's statement that the department found no fraud sufficient to overturn the election.
How did that affect your perspective about the election when Attorney General Barr made that statement?
It affected my perspective. I respect Attorney General Barr. So I accepted what he was saying.
So, you know, just things that we all suspected, but now we get to hear him out loud, and it's very hard to spin that, although many people definitely tried. But it's like, wow, you can hear in all these people's voices, like, they know they were trying to do something illegal. Mm-hmm. You know, it's clear that they weren't all under some, like, the legitimate belief that they were stopping the steal.
Yeah.
My
favorite part, though, I loved how you could see through Trump's kids how afraid they are to talk to him directly.
So scared.
Like, all of them were like, so oh my scared. God, someone should really talk to Daddy. And if you could tell him not to do this.
He doesn't listen.
Like, they were also, he doesn't listen to us. Like, I almost feel like he might not recognize Don Jr. if he walked in the room. Like,
probably.
I'm just curious how, you know, people have seen, like, the kind of, like, power, quote unquote, that like the president could like wield per se, but I'm just so curious who really didn't have, like, whose job was it to go and deliver this information and was so scared about it? And that really does surprise me. It's like, how scary, quote unquote, can a single person be, even despite, regardless of their job, that you're just like, yeah, we're just going to go along with what will ultimately lead to us, you know, inciting a riot, like putting us on a grand jury trial, like just because we didn't want to be like, hey, it's not looking good.
I think, you know, what? It's half they have like plausible deniability, like that they like, even though I was along for the ride, I knew it was a bad idea. But I think they equally had the same desire to maintain power by any means possible. And they honestly, like I said back then, they were on that, like they had the star from Mario. They thought they were they could get away with anything because they were on gassed up on that white supremacy, like boop, 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 doop, 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 doop. Like, yeah. What's going to fucking stop us? Like, we're rolling with the president.
Where we got the president, we got Rudy Giuliani, like
it honestly, that feels like that's, you know, that's clearly what it was. And I think to go against it, right, because we're speaking of cults, you start speaking out, then you'll just get purged like many other people have over the years, or like people who claim to be like a person of, you know, good conscience. But I do want to just mention also, because like we're saying here that they knew what was going on. This is Liz Cheney talking about the amount of Republicans in Congress who were also looking for fucking pardons right after the 6th.
Representative Perry contacted the White House in the weeks after January 6th to seek a presidential pardon. Multiple other Republican congressmen also sought presidential pardons for their roles in attempting to overturn the 2020 election.
So, you know... That's what I'm curious about. Like, if we know that that's bad, and then I'm sure they have on wax people being like, "Hey, you think I can get one of those pardons real quick?
Yes, what's up with those pardons?
Yeah, like, there's something up here.
I feel like I might be in trouble. You know, just because a little light treason,
little insurrection.
Yeah,
little pardon, just a little pardon, just a pardon.
This is just a very, very, I think it's just like gross when you just kind of hear about how out in the open it is. And that's what this, like these hearings are going to just show, like just how overt, how little finesse was involved, because these people really just felt that there was nothing that could stop them from overturning an election, which I think is real, real scary fucking part. And also, I think also reveals that all of their strategy is around merely like the math of the Electoral College, because if we just had straight up simple majority, this wouldn't have even been a fucking question.
Wouldn't have been a question, but
we have this like archaic thing of the Electoral College to be like, I don't know, man, you could lose the popular vote and still fucking win. So, and that's, you know, I think that's a bigger issue. But anyway, what were you going to say, Daniel?
Just kind of like a very basic question of like, what are we getting out of these hearings other than having this mostly known information be more public, per se? Are we getting potential people, you know, what's the punishment here?
Well, they're going to refer people to the Department of Justice.
So, okay. So it's a here's all the evidence.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
maybe so something that way, happens out of this.
That way, so at the end, and they go, and here is our referral to the Department of Justice, so you can actually so they can look into you for real criminal shit.
Yeah.
What irks me? I mean, I shouldn't say irks, but like, you know,
no,
what
go ahead. You can use strong language like that.
I will be irked. What irks me about this is that ultimately we are leading to basically a proposition of evidence to a group of people that will then maybe exact justice. But that time in between these two things, in between now when that justice is exacted, like, what does the narrative shift to at that point? That, you know, it, again, in this very bury your head in the sand strategy by the GOP, we enter a time in which, in theory, nothing is going to happen while cases are put together, while evidence is like put together, while lawyers are hired to like make the actual trials happen. We enter another time period of narrative shifting of, hey, look at that. They had these hearings and guess what?
Well,
nothing happened.
I think the difference being is the first versions we saw, like impeachment and things like that, are political processes.
Right.
And the Department of Justice actually has they're also investigating January 6th on their own, like in a criminal, like in the context of a criminal investigation.
Sure.
So it's like concurrent things happening. And okay. Who knows, the DOJ might arrive at the same conclusions as well. But this is also just to show like that the work of really the committee is to say, this is our analysis of what occurred, because we need to, A, figure out how to make sure this never happens again. Those are sort of what their stated goal is, mm-hmm. and to recommend how to prevent that, barring probably just saying that we need to abolish the Electoral College. But, you know, that might be step one.
Sure.
Yeah, and
take
I,
away that shit.
I think like we are going to see a beneficial media shift. I think there are a lot of moderate Democrats and just moderate people in this country who do not believe that a terrorist attack or violence or anything when it's a white people, when it's the face of whiteness, can actually be a serious threat. I think there are people who don't realize how bad the coup actually was. And now they're seeing this footage, they're seeing this evidence, and it's like, oh, wow, yeah, you can't deny this. Like, people who knew this was bad or like, it was bad, but really look at how bad it was.
Yeah. Okay. And like, that was like Antifa. And you're like, no, that's your cousin.
No. Yeah, that was you guys. That was, yeah.
Like, and you can hear them like being like, like they played this 10-minute video that was put together by this documentarian and director. What's his name? Quested. I just want to give his full name. Shout out to Nick Quested. Like, who was like with the Proud Boys and had like some documentary footage with them that's like really incriminating also, and was like there like on the at the Capitol with the Proud Boys documenting shit. Side note, he was also a music video director, like DMX's Stop Being Greedy music video from 1998. Oh. Big Timers, Get Your Roll On video. What? Get Your Motherfucking Roll On. Yes, he directed that video. He that's also cool. directed the yeah. G-Dep Special Delivery video. Boom, ba, doom, ba. Oh my God.
How
yes.
do you go from Snakes that to hanging? Yeah, I'm going to do a thing with the Proud Boys.
Proud Boy documentarian.
Yeah. Dude, and you're like, man, I was the guy making revolutionary videos of kids doing the Harlem Shake. Come on now.
Come on.
Anyway. Yeah. And Trick Daddy, I'm a thug. Baby, because I'm a thug. That guy. I bet he wasn't shook. He was like, man, I've seen so much shit.
Yeah.
Like at this point, he's like, I did a DMX video.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. January 6th, nothing.
This is nothing to me.
Nothing. Not nearly as many guns.
So during the hearing, they played this 10-minute video that's fucking intense. You know, like I remember at the time I was really interested ingesting all kinds of fuckery videos from January 6th. And then I was like, oh, it's kind of fucking grim. And then they really put out this 10-minute video to show like the timeline of President Trump, like getting the people in a frenzy. Also then talking about the moment that Mike Pence doesn't do the thing that he's supposed to do, which is to like throw into question and nullify like the votes to send it back to the states shit, and how Trump tweeted and how that like got through the crowd and like, you know, set off all the hang Mike Pence things. And you can like, it's really laid out like chronologically in just a brief, like 10-minute thing, just to kind of wet your whistle. Okay. And this video was like alarming. A ton of body cam footage from police officers where you're seeing like these MAGA people just like trying to just fucking kill them and beat the shit out of them. And so while all of this was happening, right, Fox News, they told people like, we're not going to fucking talk about this shit. don't worry about it. Like, it's nothing. Here's a immigrant caravan you need to worry about, which is quite literally what they did. And so what they did was they just had Tucker Carlson. He did his whole hour commercial free. Like, we're talking hip hop radio. Like, they're like, we're going commercial free for 60 minutes only on Q109. Like,
he was like, I don't even want the sponsor money. Like, no. I will take the L on that.
Throw it all out.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's funny.
And then like Hannity also went a straight hour. Nothing. You know, he just had nothing to say except for people to come on and say all kinds of stuff. And throughout that, all the things you heard, like the kinds of the thematic sort of bullshit that they were spinning during the hour was, this whole thing's a flop. You don't need to watch it because, like, don't even bother. You know, the Democrats are now, they're trying to change the definition of, like, rioting was, like, another segment they had trying to debate. Like, you know, but what about 2020 when people were not assaulting the police like that? The police were beating the shit out of those people. And if anything, you're like, wait, how come the police beat the shit out of those people? Okay, anyway. And then there were other things like Liz Cheney is helping Democrats go after conservatives. Like, she's a traitor. And another one was like, you know, actually, no cops even died that day, actually. It's like they took, some of them took their own lives. They were so distressed.
Which is, like, and don't, aren't they supposed to care about the cops? Don't they like the cops?
That's yeah. the whole.
Mm. Like, is that the, aren't they at least like the Blue Lives Matter, but now they're like, not anymore.
It not shows anymore. Honestly how fucked, like they know how bad it is and how it looks, that all they can do is try and be like, whatever you do, don't look at the documented evidence of what happened then. Just yeah. don't look at that at all, because they can't say it's fake. Like that, they can't, they've no. that hasn't really been a thing. I mean, some yeah, people
you
like,
can't say like, oh, it's Antifa with masks on. No,
no, like these people, like they've been identified, they've confessed, they've all said they follow Trump and he asked them to be there. Like it, that shit is, you can't really, they're like, they found themselves in a really hard position there. So I want to show this one moment, right? So when they were showing this 10-minute video that's like super compelling, just like all this other shit from January 6th, they Fox had, you know, they were playing it live as if they were doing like the like real sincere coverage, quote unquote. But what they did was they just took a feed of the main chamber where the hearing was happening and the one that's like trained on the audience, not on the people presenting anything. So you don't see any of those people. You just see the people in the crowd looking towards a camera. It's a super wide shot. And during this time, they're playing this 10-minute video that shows all the darkest stuff. And someone on Twitter, at Manny Fidel, did a side-by-side showing that in real time, what any normal person would have been watching, like from the January 6th hearing, and what was going on in Fox, and they kind of alternate between the two. So this is the footage that would have been on CNN or any other network.
Basically for her entire career and profiting off of it. But also she has to bring up this whole, oh, it must be a big Trump thing. No, it's not a Trump thing. There is right. the fact of the matter. The only reason that people were there.
So that's kind of gives you an idea of the two realities that Fox was just so, I mean, like you're saying, Ashley, they're so invested in keeping these people in the dark that they're leaving money on the table.
Yeah. Like that, that's so dark. Like how, come on.
Yeah. How, it's really wild.
And like, as damning as that is to see, it still just strikes me as the kind of evidence that is not going to make it past our own, you know, sidelines. It's going to stay on this side. That's like only seeing that content being like, can you believe they're being brainwashed like this? And it's like, they're never going to see that.
Yeah.
They're and never going to see that.
I think the issue here is like that. Even like with probably how Democrats are thinking, it's like, well, we got to convince these people. It's like, if they did that shit, then just go handle it.
Yeah.
Like what? You don't need to. You're like, well, we got to make sure the sentiment is there to enforce the law.
Yeah.
And I'm not like trying to be like, we need laws and shit. But like this kind of shit is what leads to more suffering for marginalized people when you have this group of people who are like fucking doing everything in their power to fully take over. Mm-hmm. And the stakes there are so high. You're like, why is this a like a polling thing?
Yeah. And I think with the Democrats, I don't even know that they're fully convinced that MAGA and these people are people that they need to end. Like, I think they see them as a formidable opponent because they know that, or they believe they can beat them. They're like, we may as well keep like encouraging these like fringe weirdos because, oh, they're easier for us to beat, except they don't realize that they're not. And they're just making right. these people seem more legitimate. Mm-hmm.
Truly. Yeah. It's a double-edged sword. And yeah. that's why I think watching all this, you're like, I know how fucking bad it was. You know what I mean? I know yeah. that they were all, it's a coordinated effort from people like Oath Keepers, Proud Boys, people at in different states, lawyers, all kinds of people were trying to help do this shit. I get that. I don't need, like, and most people don't need, you don't need to explain to the MAGA crew why, like, well, and this is why they're in trouble, okay? Okay, this is why they're in timeout. Like, mm-hmm. what the, again, but I think because there's so much capitulation to the right, it's just like, just inbuilt into our country because it basically is part of the country. So it's... Barring a massive identity shift, I think this will continue. Anyway, I just want to also talk about Donald Trump, because after that Ivanka stuff and Bill Barr and all these people just being like, nah, that was like Bill Barr was like, it's bullshit, as he said, the idea that there was fraud.
It's bullshit.
Trump had a fucking meltdown on Klan Twitter or I'm sorry, Truth Social or whatever they call it. And he started off by attacking Ivanka's credibility. He said,
"You know he's mad if he's attacking Ivanka."
Said, this is what he truthed. He said, "Quote: Ivanka Trump was not involved in looking at or studying election results. She had long since checked out and was, in my opinion, only trying to be respectful to Bill Barr and his position as Attorney General. He sucked." That's in parentheses.
That's this. He called her by her full Christian
name. Like, is that what he used to do when she wasn't doing the dishes? Mm-hmm.
Ivanka Trump, get in here.
And that is his favorite. We all know that much. And he's just like, no, she was checked out. She was a bum. Like,
could you imagine if Donald Jr. has a similar moment and he just goes, that nasty looking freak boy, ain't nobody like him. Like, not even using his name.
We wouldn't even let him in the White House.
Yeah. Like, that's your name? That's your fucking junior.
That's your kid.
But Ivanka Trump is confused, and she was only trying to respect the office. But then, the thing about the Pence stuff, where Liz Cheney was saying that he was like, maybe he deserves to, like, die or whatever. He said, quote, "I never," in all caps.
Never.
Said, or even thought of saying, hang Mike Pence. This is either a made-up story by somebody looking to become a star or fake news. The so-called rush on the Capitol was not caused by me. It was caused by a rigged and stolen election. Okay. He said they're clout chasing.
Yeah.
I love that.
You know how you become famous when you say that the president wanted to hang his vice president, you know. That's how it gets to the top of the charts. That's what gets you all the Twitter followers.
We get it. Paris, TikTok dance, sex tape,
calling out. Yeah, exactly.
Be a whistleblower for an attempted coup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boom.
Six SponCon after, we all know, and a E-series. We get it. We see this 100 times.
Like, exactly. Okay. Get in line, buddy.
It's like more predictable than going on The Bachelor. We get it. Yeah. We know you're a whistleblower for a coup. I wish people were famous for something these days. You know what I mean?
Like, right. Mattress. That's all I want.
Rather than just clout chasing on our good 45th president's name. Like, really? So, yes, that's kind of like the stakes right now. If you go on Fox News today or this morning, you'll see they're saying everything but January 6th. They're trying to talk. They're talking so much about Britney Spears' wedding right now.
It's
ridiculous.
Fox News is desperately looking for anything else they can cover. Yeah.
They'll be like, there's a sale at Kohl's, actually.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, did they even buy ads? They're like, no, I'm just looking through some emails I got in my promotions folder.
Yeah. Literally, like, the headline right now is like, Joe Biden went on a late night show and laughed. Gas is $6. What's he laughing about?
Is that really what it is?
Yeah. It's literally like, Joe Biden's desperate. He's laughing on late night
TV. The other
TV.
One, Jesse Waters was like, Joe Biden sent that man to Brett Kavanaugh's house, I think. And it's like, wow, it's wild. So this is the state of America. Like we said, Coachella night 2, probably more receipts will be raining down from the sky.
Hopefully.
So tune in or don't, just listen to us moan about it again.
Yeah, just get all the good stuff there.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. And let's talk Titanic life-size replicas.
Yeah, I'm real curious about this one.
Me too,
speaking
yeah.
Speaking of disasters. Yeah, first of all, what's everybody's... Are y'all Titanic lovers, haters, or like whatever?
Are you pro Titanic or against?
Are you pro or anti Titanic?
To be honest with you.
Yeah, you know, the Titanic, a lot of hubris. Couldn't support that.
Yeah. A lot of hubris.
I mean, like, obviously, as a kid, I was a kid when the movie came out. I was obsessed with it. That was, I think, for me, and most people my age maybe, was when we realized, like, oh, bad things happen. Like, God let all these people on a boat die, and Leonardo DiCaprio sank, and what?
Yeah,
it was like the end of my youth, I guess.
Right. What about you, Daniel?
My connection to Titanic is I saw it similarly as a child and was like, movie, heck yeah. And then my later connection to it is that I came downstairs when I was still living at home and my father was watching Titanic, saw me walked in, turned it off. And then I was like, what are you watching? He was like, oh, no, I'm just flipping through. And I left the room for a snack, came back, watching Titanic again, crying. And I was like, it's okay, Dad. It's okay. And he was like, yeah, I just decided to keep watching Titanic.
Is that when Fabrizio got shot?
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, that's
Did Fabrizio get shot or did he die? Did he fall off the side? Anyway,
it's one or the other.
Oh, either, he does fall off the side and it, like, the thing, the tower, like, crashes on him. But I think he does get shot. So you're
another,
like,
guy gets shot and he gets mad. I think he yells at him in Italian for shooting. I used to work with that guy's sister, Danny Nucci.
You always have a connect. The classic meme of the show. Miles is.
Yo, I'm like 2 degrees away from fucking anybody.
Everybody.
But Titanic for me, I think I liked the spectacle of it when it came out, because at the time, like, the amount of, you know, expense that was, no expense was spared by James Cameron to make it. And I think that was like the big thing that, like, kind of set it aside. Since then, I haven't really watched it in its entirety for maybe like 15 years, probably.
There you go.
But I always, it always bummed me out, that old couple who dying, they got to die together in the bed. with the water rushing through underneath them.
So sad.
That's how I'd want to go, I guess. I would be like, we could be fucking at least. Like, why are we just going to lay here doing nothing?
That's and that's what she's like.
Like, it takes a while to
She's
drown.
Like, what you mean you can't get hard right now?
Yeah.
Impotent head ass. Like, please, we're going to die.
This is how we're going out?
Could you imagine? That's the last argument they were at. She's like, I'm trying to get mine. You're the one who wanted to even go on this damn boat.
Now you can't even get hard? Wow.
Should have never listened
Italy
to
Italy all over again. Come on.
Anyway, so back to Titanic size, life-size replicas. There are a lot of people who are loving a Titanic just gigantic replica. One of the latest things, our writer JM, is letting us know in Halifax, I believe Nova Scotia, there is this thing called the Titanic Experience that is going to include a two-scale replica of the ship that also is a hotel. So you could eat there, you could sleep there, you could maybe fucking an old Studebaker and, you know, draw on like the windows because you make it all foggy and shit, just like the movie. Then there will also be, quote, escape hatches, virtual reality rooms, and a hologram cinema. And they're saying this is a $300 million project that they're trying to get off the ground.
Whoa.
That sounds like a lot. And also, why Halifax? Oh, why, thank you for asking. Why Halifax, of all places?
Certainly, well, I'm sure it's a beautiful reason, like a wonderful tourist destination, something. Surely.
Yeah. You'd love to know that for all the broke asses that died when their bodies came back, they were just buried in Halifax. The wealthier people had their bodies taken to other graveyards. But those who were not wealthy enough to be moved when their bodies were recovered, they're chilling. Their bodies are in Halifax. They rest in Halifax.
Wow.
So this is an attraction to their death on their grave.
I mean, I don't know if how close it is, but they're sort of like, I mean, while you're in town.
I mean, I would hope it's close. I'm not paying that much money to stay at the Titanic Hotel and then I got to travel 40 minutes to go to the graves?
Yeah.
Bro, that better be close. Okay, there better be a shuttle. Okay.
Better be a shuttle. It better be an exciting adventure when I'm dancing on the graves of these people.
Yeah. But the Chicago Field Museum actually did a thing like this forever ago where they recreated the Titanic. And when you got there, you were assigned as a person who was on the boat. And at the end, you found out if you lived or died and if you were poor, or, rich. You were poor, you got to sleep in one of the tiny cabins and see how claustrophobic it was. Yeah. I was a girl who died at the end, so I'm sure she's probably in Halifax. Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah, she was broke as hell. Broke as hell. The broke little orphan girl who somehow got on that boat.
The broke orphan girl who was high as fuck on the Titanic. Just being like, whoa.
Oh, man, fuck. Oh.
That's cap. So Halifax, wonderful place to go if you're in a Titanic. Apparently they're the people who are laid to rest there, they just have simple gray headstones that was paid for the cruise line that killed them. So this project, I think, seems like a bad idea to most people. Again, not sure what the draw is for something of that scale, but also the fact that this is in a long line of projects of people trying to build to scale Titanic ships and creating some kind of fucking tourist attraction. There was an Australian guy who said he was going to build Titanic 2, Icebergaloo, and a working cruise ship, basically a full on cruise ship made exactly another person to scale, man. It's the exact fucking thing. You're going to fucking love it, mate. It's the Titanic 2. had to go there. And I mean, but again, it never materialized because
who are these 2? People?
It's the hop aboard 9/11 Airlines.
Yeah.
Come aboard. Love to have you. Then there was this Chinese company building another to scale Titanic fucking replica as a tourist attraction. But this one was permanently docked at a reservoir. And this ship was also, they didn't want to just say, this ain't just some stagnant ship in a reservoir. We're also going to have an iceberg along with a hit the iceberg experience that would simulate the collision.
Well, I'm getting on the Titanic. I want the hit the iceberg experience.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you're just on any other boat.
Right? Then you're on the Queen Mary, right? Yeah. And then it doesn't matter in Long Beach. But so their whole thing was it would simulate the collision, then all these effects that would make people feel like, oh, I'm on a sinking cruise ship in the middle of the, you know, Arctic Sea or wherever the fuck that was.
My favorite way to vacation. Yeah.
But apparently, when people heard about this, naturally, they were just shocked and horrified. The families of victims and like other historical societies are like, why the fuck would you do this? Like, why? Please. And so they stopped that idea. They wanted, out of respect, they said, look, we're not going to do that idea. But then in 2018, the developer was like, ah, I still want to do it. I'm just not going to call it hitting the iceberg.
Hell yeah, right.
I was just like, I mean, go, just we'll change the name, guys. Like, well, that's the problem, right?
The name, right?
Yeah.
It's not
just that.
It's not that it's called the Titanic experience, and then there's a part where we hit an iceberg and you feel like you're about to die. No?
No, okay. No. It, you know, it's not that we're literally turning the thing that killed some of your relatives into an amusement ride, but, you know.
Check it out. I don't know.
It might be fun.
You might like it. Then the fake ship, this was supposed to be built in 2017. It still isn't fucking built. And not only that, it wasn't just like the project wasn't about building a ship. They also had to build a dam and they were going to flood a village of 1,000 people to fucking make this project viable. They did not get that far, but that's how stupid this idea was, all because, you know, this developer was like, no, hit the iceberg. Yeah, fuck that village, flood it.
Fuck the village, what? Fuck all those people.
What?
Yeah.
People need to experience Titanic.
Yeah. So now that ship is just a rotting like frame in China because it's nothing's been done about it. So it's truly just deteriorating. Like,
just like the real Titanic.
Ayo. Exactly. Let them know. And boom. Brings us back to our man in Halifax, right? So you look at this and people are like, how the fuck for $300 million? Like, where is this money coming from? Are you asking people for money? So if you look at the project, right, there's some red flizzies, okay?
I'm shocked.
Wow.
We're getting into some light flag play, as we say on the internet, as red flags abound. But you know what? Full steam ahead. The phone number on the company behind the project goes to a voicemail box that is not set up.
Oh,
and then that's always a good sign.
Then the man behind it, this guy who his email behind the $300 million Titanic project is just a Gmail account, which is like, fine, whatever.
Gmail is a very reliable inbox server.
Yes.
Although it is ClarkSquires1@gmail.
So hey, it's sort of like, couldn't even get
okay,
more.
Fine. And couldn't I'm not even doxing just, him.
Yeah, okay, not even the original Clark. The okay, thing. Yeah.
And then, like, the address of the company's, like, of his company's office actually belongs to another company called Over the Edge, which does urban repelling, like, stuff. And it gets weirder, folks. The guy also claims to be a, quote, strategic advisor for the United Nations Department of Sports, Music, and the Arts. You know UNDSMA?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, okay, I read up my membership last week.
Yeah,
literally not a thing.
Aren't they the ones who sent Bono to, you know, Darfur?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yes.
Was that them?
Yeah, you remember when Ronaldinho and Bono went to Darfur because of this guy? Because
that was the United Nations on Sports and Media and Arts.
Exactly.
What you said.
So that's kind of where the man behind this is. That's where he currently stands. And also, just so you know, there is a crypto moment here because the website for the UNDSMA includes an initiative involving selling NFTs to benefit Ukraine. Yep. What a world.
I mean, sounds legit to me.
Okay, but like, what's the art though?
Yeah.
What's the clip art though?
Yeah. What's
the art though?
It's probably from that fucking DALL-E mini that everybody's using right now, and it probably says,
love that thing.
You love taking that. A massive L.
Yeah, he just puts your name like you on the Titanic, and
exactly.
It's just that.
You holding the bag.
Wow,
there it is. You congratulations, you are now a bag holder. Okay,
Dali coin popping though.
No, there's not. Could you imagine?
No.
I could though because man, the amount of people you hear being like, man, I'm getting these shit coins. You're like, that's what they're. You know, you're calling them shit.
You're
okay. Never mind. Go ahead. It's fine. I remember when you bought you a new Audi, you crashed your first one in high school.
Diamond hands, baby.
Yeah.
Exactly.
To the moon. You got it.
There, to the fucking moon. Ashley, well, thank you so much for coming on the Daily Zeitgeist. Really great having you. Where can people find you and follow you, hear you, support you, listen to you, all that kind of stuff?
You can follow me on Twitter at the Ashley Ray, two E's in the, because I got suspended from Twitter and had to start a new one. Or follow me on Instagram at the Ashley Ray. Yeah, I got shows coming up, or listen to my podcast, TBISA with Ashley Ray, season 2 debuting July 27th.
Yes, yes.
Hell yeah.
Iconic. Iconic.
I got suspended for Twitter because I pretended to be Donald Trump, because the day of the election, he tweeted, "I won the election," and I pretended to be him and was like, "Oops, meant to say erection." And that was me trying to stop a coup. That was me. Yeah, I tried to do my duty as an American. And yeah, that's what Twitter did. So,
well, we thank you for your service.
Thank you.
And is there a tweet or other work of social media that you want to shout out?
I do want to shout out a tweet that is one of mine from the past week, but it's just something that happened to me that inspired me. I think that it will inspire your listeners. The tweet is, finding the girl at the sex party who shouted, "I'm not sucking dick to R. Kelly, so y'all better change it," and making her my wife. Because I just think, always have that confidence in life.
Yeah.
Never be afraid to speak up.
Absolutely.
And yeah. Wow. That woman taught me so much.
Let them know. Wow.
Every moment is a time to stand up for what you believe in.
Exactly.
Exactly. Daniel, how about you?
Yes.
Thank you for guest hosting today.
Oh,
where can people find you, follow you, watch you stream and stuff, listen to you? Where? Why?
You can find me on all the places at DJ_DANL, Danil.
There it is.
I'm doing the Twitch thing on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. It's a blast. If you're hearing this episode on Monday, well, shoot, you just missed it, but you can catch me again on Wednesday. Yeah, and a tweet I like comes from longtime TDZ legend, Caitlin Durante. Mm. Speaking of Titanic.
Love Caitlin.
Incredible person. Me. So, what do you do? Guy on the dating app. I'm a web developer. Me. You develop webs? Wow, didn't realize I was chatting with a spider. Guy. Unmatch. That's a banger right there.
That's classic.
Oh, man.
That dude is missing out. That's a fucking banger right there.
He's dying webs. Alone if you don't enjoy that. If you're not charmed by that.
How are you not responding to that with, okay, so when are we getting married?
Because that person was so, like, actually intimidated by the wit.
You know, exactly. People are afraid of very clever, smart women.
Self-selected. Anyway, that was self-selected.
Wow. I would like to say.
Let's see. The tweet I like, Brandy Jensen Brandy L. Jensen tweeted, when a writer directly addresses me as, quote, dear reader in an essay, no thanks. It's like that kind of attitude about that.
No thanks.
No thanks. Not today.
Not dear. I'm not your reader. Don't. Yeah.
And another one is from just Weird Doll E generations at Weird Doll E, because now that's like a new meme on Twitter.
Of course.
There's just one that just says Cthulhu on Sesame Street. Ridiculous looking.
That's really funny.
All right. Anyway, you can find me at Miles of Gray on Twitter and Instagram. You can also listen to me on Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties, the basketball podcast. Also, 420 Day Fiancé with Sophia Alexander.
Yes.
90 Day Fiancé. Just get so high and be like, Emily is trash. All these people are trash.
They are. Ari's trash. Hater. Ari's the worst.
I can't stand Ari.
She needs to get a job. Melissa needs to slap her in the face. A lot of things need to happen.
When she tried to pull up to that MMA fighter.
Yeah, when she was like trying to go for this. And that girl looked like, I will beat your wife right now. Like, get her out of my way.
She didn't flinch. She was just sort of like, please don't approach me right now.
Yeah.
This is not smoke that you want
to. Yeah, she's literally just like, I'm not trying to like hurt a mother in front of their child today.
Anyway, so check that one out. You can find us at Daily Zeitgeist on Twitter, at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. Thank you, Daniel. Where you can check out all the articles we talk about, as well as the song we write out on. And I want to go out on this track. It's by Juniper and Sango. Okay, Sango is one of my favorite producers.
Love Sango.
And this track is called "So Para Você." And this vocalist, I believe, is Juniper, or maybe Vor, V-H-O-O-R, who's another featured artist on it. It almost sounds like if Sade was Brazilian and like trapping. I don't know.
I love that.
That's kind of what I get. The beat is like kind of like, you know, it's got, it, you know, it's Brazilian. You know how Sango gets down with the Brazilian rhythms. Mm-hmm. But also this vocalist, the timbre of their voice and like just their swag reminds me of Sade. So take that for what it's worth. It's called Sou Para Você. S-O-P-A-R-A-B-O-C. Okay. Thanks. Check that out. Y'all have a good week. We're starting it off strong. And yeah, check back later. We'll tell you what's trending. All right. Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.